Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Klaxon, klaxon. What is today all about? Today, we've got Elliot Page on the show. We've got many other familiar and wonderful faces from BFI FLAIR, which is the London LGBTQIA+ Film Festival. Exclusive from the red carpet, we are yakking to the stars. We've got Amru Al-Kadi, whose amazing new film Layla opened the whole festival. Then we're chatting to Elliot Page, that's coming up later. I mean, you know, it's a bumper edition, what can I say? So first we're going to hear from Brian. Brian Robinson is the programmer at BFI FLAIR and has been for the last 25 years. And he told us all about the festival.
Oh, and one thing to add, it was Liv from the Homo Sapiens team who went down. So you might hear her voice occasionally on the interviews.
BFI FLAIR, London LGBTQIA plus Film Festival. It's been going for 38 years as a festival to celebrate the best in queer cinema from around the world. And in the olden days, there weren't many of those. And we would be happy with what we used to laughingly call a film that featured a lesbian at a bus stop. Now, in the last 10 to 5 years, there's an enormous number of films with queer subject matters. And I know that films that we aren't able to program, that we have to reject, would have got in if they'd been made 20 years earlier. But the bar is so high that the quality of these films is so good that we have to really go for the best because we know it's what our audiences want. There's a parallel program of shorts on BFI Player, and also this is the 10th year with the British Council with a programme called Five Films for Freedom. Last year, 3 million people tuned in and actually viewed one of the Five Films for Freedom, including some of the more unusual countries in the world where you wouldn't expect gay films to be flavour of the month there. So FLAIR is a multi-headed beast, but it's also kind of an attitude of mind that people come to celebrate films, but it's also a place where you can make badges or hear people talk about their filmmaking journey. And I know so many people who walked out of the cinema and just turned to someone and said, what did you think of that? And they're together 20 years later. So it's just a very entertaining and unusual space to be in. At the National Cinematheque that is BFI South Bank is inhabited by a very diverse group of people. I'm just excited that people still want to come and that we can make a difference to filmmaking culture in Britain.
How do you think the landscape of queer film has changed within those 25 years?
I think filmmakers are getting much savvier about the work they produce. That digital technology has changed the way that they can actually make films. If you can make a film on your phone, you don't need a studio behind you. And the thing that doesn't change is that actually ideas and a good story cost nothing. But the power to turn those ideas into beautiful images with fine music and an emotional arc is not something that everyone can do. But when it's done well, it's completely wonderful.
Thank you, Brian. And then, of course, we went to the opening night gala. We had to catch up with all our pals there. If you remember, Amru Al-Kadi, friend of the podcast, came on the show a couple of years ago. Amru's film, Layla, was the opening night movie, which is a big deal. And it's this poignant love story between non-binary Palestinian British drag performer Layla and straight-laced exec Max. It's joyous and it's queer and it's wonderful. So first up, first, we spoke to Amru.
I'd say the main message of the film is about trying to unify all the sides of yourself. Layla as a character splits who they are over and over. Then they change who they are to please people as well. And so I think the film is a celebration and an encouragement for us not to modify ourselves to find love. We wanted the film to be as authentic as possible. All of our heads of department were queer. This film is a love letter to drag. And what drag queens are able to do is take a limited amount of resources and turn it into something spectacular. And that's the reason this film is so... Everyone in it was really queer because they know what it is to hustle and make something from nothing. And that's what this film is. The film is really a love letter to drag.
The film tackles complex issues surrounding gender and cultural identity. What discussions or conversations do you hope that Layla kind of sparks among viewers?
I think media narratives would have you believe that queer and Arab life are kind of mutual exclusive identities. And we're seeing a lot right now how queerness is being weaponized a lot as a way to justify the dehumanization of Arab life. And so I'd love for people to see that queer Arab life exists. People often think of the queer community as one homogenous thing, but actually there's so many different perspectives on queerness. And part of Layla is, you know, both characters are not struggling with coming out as gay, but they're struggling with the different ideas of what it means to be queer.
And we also spoke to the cast, Bilal Hazna and Louis Gretorek.
It's a big privilege to be here. Flare specifically is where Amru, our writer and director, and Savannah, our producer, met through the Flare mentorship scheme. So I feel so excited to be bringing this film back to London, but to be bringing it back to Flare is like the biggest privilege. To be opening it, that's crazy. I think the main message of the film is freedom. I think it's about freeing yourself from the different identities or categories that the world can trap you in and dehumanize you through. And it's about realizing that we often have the power, actually, to free ourselves from that. People should watch the film because it's joyous and it's a celebration of queer London and it's a fairy tale. And also, it's a British Palestinian drag queen. And how often do we see that? Probably never. I think people should watch it for those reasons.
Can you sum up the film in one sentence?
Layla is a film about code switching and camp chaos. The three C's, you know?
And what was your favourite scene to film, if you can pick one?
Every day was an absolute joy. There was a day where basically Bilal and I had to just lie in bed and talk this close to each other for hours, basically, whilst the DOP Craig stood over us on the mattress, sort of wobbling, trying to find his balance. But in those moments when I could just sort of lie there with Bilal, it felt the most stripped back, the most vulnerable, the most characters at their absolute core. And I think as an actor, they're the sort of most satisfying. It's beautiful and Bilal is incredible. I've never seen a film like this. I feel like it's totally new and it's such a powerful and exciting voice.
And then because we're just upwardly mobile gays, we then got to speak to Dominic Savage. Now, he is the director of Close to You, a movie with star and producer Elliot Page and his co-star Hilary Bark. Close to You sees Sam, played by Elliot Page, return to his hometown for the first time since his transition. Once there, he confronts unresolved wounds and reconnects with an old flame. Drama ensues, as you can imagine. But yeah, let's go chat to them. This is Elliot, Dominic, and Hilary.
I play Sam. He's relatively new on his transition journey and is heading home to see his family for the first time in a while. And on the train back, sees someone who he went to school with that he had a lot of love for, and they reconnect. And so it's a beautiful sort of slice of life story.
Yeah, and I play Catherine. And she's on the train when she happened to see Sam, her old friend, and it really brings up a lot for her in terms of what she felt for him back then and what she's feeling in her life right now and where she might be feeling not met or not seen. And she's goes on this journey with Sam for this moment in time to feel the love and see herself and Sam more clearly.
Am I right in thinking a lot of the film was improvised?
You are.
How much did you kind of use your own experience to sort of improvise and how much was just kind of in the moment?
Good question. I mean, I think that would be a hard thing to like to quantify.
The story, the outline of the story was there and we were bringing our, as we always do as actors, bringing our own personal experiences and memories and physical sensation to that story and that moment. So there was nothing consciously directly from, I feel like, in a specific way from our personal life, but of course, it's this beautiful alchemy of who we are, meeting the characters and meeting the story.
You say that the films you make are written specifically for sort of the lead actors in mind.
That's right.
So when did you first meet Elliot and how did the film come about?
So we met, it would have been about 2.5 years ago. And it was like a general meeting on Zoom, organised by a casting director, an American casting director. And how I like to meet is just a very open-minded general meeting, because I don't want to even think about ideas until we've engaged, you know. So we met on Zoom and we had just a really great conversation. And we connected and aligned on so many things. Mm-hmm. And we kind of both knew that we wanted to make a film together at that point. And we just kept going. We just kept going, kept talking, kept coming up with new thoughts about the idea that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of almost like the perfect way to make a film. You know, you start with someone who inspires you, as Elliot did for me. And then you have the determination to make it. And of course, he was very much determined all the way along. So we got there. I'm really proud that we did.
People having seen this film, what questions would you want people to ask coming away from it?
I don't think so much question as feeling. You know, it is an emotionally impactful film. Mm-hmm. It's pretty subtle a lot of times. It's very sensitive. It's an emotional. And I think it's one of those films that you just experience and you have feelings about, hopefully strong feelings about, and come away feeling better about yourself as well. I think that's what I'd like. So less questions about yourself, more answers about yourself. I think that's the thing.
If you can see either of those movies, everybody, do go on down. If not, they'll be out in the cinemas and all the rest of it. You've got plenty of opportunity. We've got our pick of what to watch on our Instagram at Homo Sapiens. So go there and have a look. Please be sure to check out the BFI Flare, BFI Southbeck and BFI Player on until the 24th of March. There is so much incredible queer cinema being shown. Thanks to everyone for listening. And don't forget, you can always get in touch. hello@homosapienspodcast.com. And Thursday, join us because we've got Charlie Craggs on the show. Charlie is hilarious. If you don't know who she is, look her up. She says the T in LGBT is for try me, bitch. So I would say she has her own original approach to activism. We talk all about that. It's an amazing story. So that's Thursday. Do tune in.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.